two top counterterrorism officials are publicly defending the FBI and CIA for their work before the September 11th attacks. Congressional investigators say the agencies could have done more to prevent the attacks. But today, as NPR's Steve Inskeep reports, the counterterrorism officials raised questions about Congress itself.
The man who leads FBI counterterrorism efforts insists his agency tried to face the threat from Al-Qaeda.
I'm not here to say that there were not clues or red flags that we should have picked on, but it is a sea of red flags.
And Dale Watson contends that the FBI, with 11,000 agents, didn't have enough resources. Watson testified today before a congressional committee investigating the attacks. He sat on the edge of his chair, his hands gripping the chair arms, his elbows in the air. He told lawmakers that before the attacks, he repeatedly asked for extra agents and support personnel, but his own bosses and lawmakers trimmed back the requests.
If you add those figures up for just 3 years, you come up with close to 2,000 individuals that we asked for. And what we got on the other end was 69. That begs the question, would this have made a difference prior to 9/11? Would we be here talking about the Phoenix memo or something else?
Some lawmakers wanted to know what intelligence agencies did with the resources they actually had. Last week, an FBI criminal investigator testified that he tried to track down one of the future hijackers, but CIA analysts would not share all of their information about the man. CIA official Kofor Black disputed that story when questioned by Senator Richard Durbin.
Why wouldn't a CIA analyst be more forthcoming with information of value to the FBI?
First of all, I don't believe this happened. And in this case, the CIA analyst had been briefed that it was the laws and regulations of the land that prevented this information being passed over to a criminal bureau agent.
I need for you to clarify your answer. First, you said you didn't believe it happened, and second, you believe that if it happened, it was because of laws and rules that prohibited the exchange of information. Which conclusion are you giving us?
What I'm saying is that the CIA analyst was told that this was an intelligence matter and that the criminal people should not be tainted by this because there could be prosecution.
While acknowledging that it failed to share information, the CIA blames it on bad legal advice from the FBI itself. The embattled counterterrorism officials received some relief from Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, who was never approved of this investigation.
You've heard the questions. Let me tell you the rest of the story.
Roberts said his fellow senators were reading their harshest questions from a briefing book prepared by congressional investigators, which predicted that CIA official Kofor Black would dissemble, dodge the questions.
You're almost on trial, sir. And for me, I want you to apologize, Senator Pat Roberts, to your people. I won't call it shameful, but it's damn close.
Senator, you really made my day. There's no one that I know that does counterterrorism that would dissemble to representative of the American people. And why do you think I came in here? Things happen. People die in war. No one regrets it more than us.
Top officials of the FBI and CIA contend that despite the evidence laid out by congressional investigators, they do not believe they could have prevented last year's attacks. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.